Well, the folks over at WWE 2K stepped into a barbed wire hornet's nest this week as they casually, nonchalantly posted a picture, a screenshot from the game WWE 2K24 coming out soon to a store near you. It was a screenshot of Liv Morgan making her entrance to the ring, and in the caption on the tweet, it read, "Queen of Extreme," which doesn't make sense to begin with. I don't know how extreme Liv Morgan is. She carries around a kendo stick every once in a while, right? She's done that once or twice. It makes her extreme. I don't know about all that. It's a weird caption to put there. But did they know what they were getting themselves into? Maybe, maybe not. But they stirred up the real Queen of Extreme. ECW's Queen of Extreme, that is, Francine. Francine, who also, of course, has her own podcast, which we have not covered here yet on the show. And I have not even listened to it yet. But I did listen to this particular clip here of the Queen of Extreme, Francine, addressing her reaction to this, because Francine had tweeted at WWE 2K, like, "Hey, do I need to have my lawyer send you a letter? Because I trademarked that shit." And they promptly took it down and changed it to "You Only Live Once," which makes far more sense anyway than Queen of Extreme. So she got her point across. But Francine talked about this further on her podcast, Eyes Up Here. Up here. Don't be looking at my tits. Eyes up here, pal. The Queen's Extreme podcast with Francine. Check out this clip where she addresses this issue and why she had a beef with it.
And it's trademarked, so it's mine. So again, think about it rationally. You pay for something, it's yours. This was purchased. That name was purchased for my use. That means nobody else can do it. Now, should I walk around, "You Only Live Once"? Can I use that? Should I change my thing to that? Is that going to go over well with people? Not at all. Everybody would be on my jock. Oh, no, that's Liv Morgan. It's the same thing. It's the same exact thing. So I'm going to stand my ground on this one. And they cannot use it. And every time I see it, I'm going to report it. And we're either going to send a letter or we're going to have to sue. And I hope we don't have to do either. I just wish they would not use it. And there's so many different things they could be doing with these girls. Well, leave me alone. Let me go about my way. I'm still doing conventions. I'm still signing my name that way. Just let me have it. It's mine. It's bought and paid for. It's mine.
Francine's looking good as fuck for her age. I'll just say that. I have a thing for older women a little bit. I mean, I like younger women too, of course. Not that young. Jesus Christ. Get your mind out of the gutter. But older women are sexy as fuck, especially these ones that age like a fine wine. And Francine's aged well. Prettier than she might have been back in the day, as a matter of fact. She was never really attracted to Francine. She was always a little bit kind of a bar whore to me. You know, just the trashiest, like a crackhead kind of. And she's all skinny and just fucking, her face looked gaunt and she's just slutty and she just didn't do it for me. I don't know, but she's looking all right. But that's besides the point. Francine had an... I apologize for that, by the way. I have female listeners. I know you didn't come in here to hear about my sexual desires and shit, but fuck. Francine's looking all right. But regardless, the Queen of Extreme has a huge point. Though I do want to point out, by the way, that Francine is using Disney font in her podcast cover and on her thumbnails and stuff. So, hey... I'm just saying, try to make a movie and put that fucking font on the cover or sell it anywhere mainstream. If WWE tried to market something with that font, they're going to get a cease and desist real quick. She's only able to use it because she's small enough to fly under the radar. I'm sure they got that font trademark, but I'm just playing with her anyway. Who cares about that? And her theme song is kind of a remix version of the ECW theme, which was a banger, right? We all love that old ECW theme. But Francine had a great point here, and I side with her too. I think she was in the right, and I don't think she was being a bitch or anything like that. I've seen some, you know, it seems to be a lot of back and forth going on online about this now. And people are like, oh, you're just hard up for dollars. And, you know, this is your chance at relevant. People are so goddamn mean out on the internet. Do you realize, like, she said it, like, I paid for this and they're not cheap. I paid for the right to own and use this. So why would I not protect it? WWE does. If Francine came out and started doing You Only Live Once, you goddamn know she's getting a cease and desist from WWE ASAP. They did it all the time with the Young Bucks and anybody else. They did it with WCW back when Scott Hall came out and he was like, hey, yo, Chico, throwing the fucking toothpick all fucking greasy and little curling shit. But he was doing that when he was the Diamond Studs, which was in WCW. So really, WCW should have countersued WWE. I'm like, well, actually, you took our intellectual property because we had it first. Because Razor Ramon was really just kind of a greased up version. Different. I mean, look at the Diamond Stud. It doesn't matter. We're talking about Francine, Queen of Extreme, and her trademark. That shit's important. You trademark shit, especially when you're in business. Like professional wrestling, you're selling t-shirts, everything's about your character, your gimmick, your personality. You have to try to own that. That's why people fight for that in court. That's why The Rock just had that added to part of his deal for being on the board. It's important to own your fucking name. And people are going to come out and they're going to give Francine shit for owning Queen of Extreme and backing it up. Fuck you. Fuck you. She worked hard. That's her. There is no other quit. They did it with Lita too back in the day. That was something else that they tried to tack on to Lita. And it's like, you don't no. You can't do that. And WWE are bullies like that too. They enforce all their shit. But they're not scared to trample on your fucking yard all they want. You know, come in and they'll get dirt all over your fucking living room and shit. They don't care. You better take your goddamn shoes off when you walk in their house, though. But no, they don't give a shit. They'll just do stuff flippantly, and you have to take legal action or at least threaten legal action to get them to stop. Because they're the big juggernaut. What are you going to do about it? Man. Get Stephen Pinu. She mentioned Stephen Pinu earlier. That's the guy, man. You got any issues, Stephen Pinu, in the wrestling business? I'm telling you. But I don't understand why people are on Francine's ass about this. You guys just simply don't understand the point of having a trademark or being in business with your own character and your own gimmick. You think she had nothing to do with this. You guys are, oh, she's just looking for relevancy or trying to get another buck out of it. Shut the fuck up. She was minding her own business. And all of a sudden, 2K comes out, steals her gimmick, brother, puts it in a tweet, probably by mistake. I'm sure they're not up on Francine. You think the 2K people know who fucking Francine is from 25 years ago in ECW? I know we all love to remember ECW fondly, but it was goddamn 25 years ago, and Francine wasn't exactly fucking, you know, the top of the card. She wasn't Charlotte Flair, right? So come on. But that she has every right to protect her trademark like that and not let WWE just trample on it. Furthermore, there is a thing also with trademark that even if you own it, if you do not enforce it, WWE could come back with a countersuit if say, she let this one go, or maybe another one go, and then she tries to take WWE to court. They could argue that she has let them use it in the past. That, oh, now all of a sudden you're bringing this up. You didn't seem to care the last couple times we did it. So there's precedent that's there, too. If you don't enforce your trademarks, you can set precedent that you're just letting people use them. You can't let some people use them and not enforce it you know, and then enforce it with other people. In court, a judge is going to go, hmm, what's up with that? So not to say that she wouldn't still win, but it's going to, you know, they could build a case around that. And it's bullshit, but it's the way that it is. So 2K, I don't think they did anything malicious here. I really don't think they knew who Francine was. Half of people listening right now probably don't know. I imagine you do because most of you are my age or you know, in and around. Grew up in the 80s, grew up around the 90s. You know, that era of wrestling. So you know who Francine is, but a lot of people don't. There's a lot of newbies out there, never heard of her, don't know, don't care. And they're going to take Liv's side in this one because Liv is, you know, she's a very popular young lady, has a lot of fans, that sort of thing. You guys are just delusional. That's all. You don't know. And that's fine. Can't hold it against you for not knowing better. But you sound like a dumbass when you come out and you try to, you know, defend Liv of all people or, defend WWE or just criticize Francine like, yeah, okay, I'll just be cool and let WWE steal my trademark then so I don't come off as greedy or needing a fucking buck or two or needing the spotlight again. Fuck off. Fuck off with all of that shit. People on the internet are really bad these days. They're really bad. But Liv Morgan may have gotten the last laugh as she had a little follow-up tweet. What was it? Queen of Extremely Silly Faces, something like that. And they were speculating on this podcast if that was a shot at Francine or something. I don't think it was. I think that's just Liv trying to. This is what I meant, actually. I didn't mean it like that. We meant it like this. She's not the Queen of Extreme. She's the Queen of Extremely Silly Faces. That's it. That's what we meant to say. I think that's where she was going with that. But what are your thoughts? Do you have any on this? Do you care even? I don't know. I thought it was an interesting little story that popped up here. And I respect Francine's side of this. And she came off rational, by the way. I only showed a clip of this, and she was pretty strong-minded in the clip that I just played for you. But watching the full video that they put up, which is linked in the description button down below, by the way, she seems like a cool chick. She seems reasonable enough. Just don't go fucking with her. Don't poke the bear. Don't step into the barbed wire hornet's nest. You're going to get stung and poked up and scratched and shit. It's just what happens. I don't fucking know. I'm going to go ahead and move on to the next motherfucker.
Oh yeah, thanks for checking out the video here. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to like it if you liked it. Yeah. And you can check out full episodes each and every Sunday right here on the channel. Oh yeah. Dig it!
I hate Juggalos. I fucking hate them. I say all this with a grain of salt because for a good part of my own life, I proudly identified as a Juggalo.
You should come to the gathering with me.
Nah, man. I'm not into all that whoop-whoop shit anymore.
I'll pay for your ticket.
I got fired today.
Get the fuck out!
Still got room for me?
Spike, slow the fuck down! Cops!
Fuck your sleep! Fuck your sleep! Fuck your sleep!
The savages started closing in with their tiki torches and war paint.
Shit! Run! You guys got a dead body here already?
Even the aliens were throwing shade. It was pure panic and intense horror. There was a guy I saw got chopped in half. I had nothing left to go back to.
You alive?
Yep. The Gathering, a bold journey into the belly of the Juggalo underworld.